vroom, goes the little six-cylinder. Hello, Pinkies, it's the Faye Driver. How is everybody doing? It's an early Saturday morning. I am heading out to the parts store because I've been working on little green truck with a big heart. Little green truck with a big heart has had a brake caliper needed to be replaced, so I have replaced that caliper. So I'm going to go to my favorite auto car parts junk shop store and get a brake bleeding device to help me bleed the air out of the line for this new caliper. And I'm also taking back my core. It's called the core for the caliper. Because they charge you, it's like a deposit on a bottle when you buy this big part. It's just a big chunk of steel, forged, whatever, cast steel. And they take that old caliper and refurbish it and then sell it back again. So that's what we're up to. We're going for a quick little drive on a not raining Saturday morning. I've been trying to catch up on my podcasts. I've got about 40 podcasts to listen to, so having quite a time, especially when Hat M posts 5 hours of discussion. Hat M. But I'm getting through it, Hat. I'm getting through it. Hat is very funny, actually. I'm quite impressed that despite the cultural barriers, as well as the language barrier, Hat has a very good sense of humor. So if you're not listening to the Angry Pantry, you should check it out if you can. I was on the Angry Pantry, what will be now, I guess, maybe a couple weeks ago, with Haunt Cub and Jim from Poke It With a Stick, Gavin's show, and John Ong popped in for a while. There were quite a few visitors coming and going. So that was fun, talking about sex. Trying to get through my podcasts. I want to say thank you to Casey in Denver, who sent me a cute little picture of a dog and a cat, presumably his dog and cat, sleeping in the wrong bed. So it's very cute. Thank you, Casey in Denver. And Kyle in Hawaii, you need to start your own podcast, I think. I heard you on the Amarin show talking about Hawaii and your frustration with drivers driving slow on the main Maui Highway. That was pretty good. Maybe you already have your own podcast and I'm just not aware of it. So Kyle in Hawaii, that was good. Amarin's is irked at lots of different things, and apparently we're getting a Walmart out where I live, out in the outskirts of Vancouver, which I could really care less about. But thanks, Mark in Canada. I'm sorry, I cannot shop at Walmart. I cannot support their labor practices and how they steal business from the small family. And the money that you spend there doesn't stay in the community, people. It goes back to Salt Lake City, Utah, or wherever the hell they're based out of. Anyway, that's enough of my political meanderings. So, I don't know what I have. Do I have anything interesting to talk about? I got my new gutters. Oh, that was very much fun. So now we have these new fancy high-tech gutters. They're actually working pretty good. Fortunately, the day after they installed them, it rained. Because it's always raining in Vancouver. And we had a good rain, tested out the new roof. And the new gutters and everything's working swimmingly. So, if you'll pardon the pun. So, yeah. So I'm now going to drive like a maniac. So, stand by for the boobala-chuckala music. And we just need to wait for the light here. Come on, people. Oh, perfect. All right, and away we go. Okay, so I'll check in with you later. Boring for you, but I did have a hell of a good time there. So, yeah, it's a lovely weekend. I'm kind of looking forward to not being too busy, hanging around the house, playing with my cars. I'd really like to be able to wax them, but I'm not sure I'm going to get to that. Because they both need a good waxing. And my driveway is ideally suited for that because it's nice and shady. It's well covered by the trees. So even if it's a good hot day, which you really want a warm day when you're waxing your car, the wax just goes on better, you know. But it's not going to be a warm day today. It's looking cloudy. It's probably going to rain a little later on. So I suppose I could do it inside when I finish working on the truck. And, yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to stop in and say hello. Let you know I'm still out here goofing off. And, yeah, I guess I'll check in with you some other time. Have a great weekend. And check in on Pride 48. You might hear me muscle my way into some of the Pride 48 shows that come on. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now. Well, hello, Pinkies. It's me again. I realize it's only been a few seconds since you last heard me, but let me see what has happened in the time since we last spoke. Mr. Anderson has forced me to go to the Home Hardware store and buy chain link fence because we're putting up a fence around the castle, because, you know, we can't have anybody, any interlopers coming into the castle. I've been on the Hat M show and the Poke It With a Stick show, and now I'm going out once again. I'm just trying to close the garage door here. Just 1 second, please. All right, so I'm going out once again to a different Home Depot because we weren't able to get all of the parts that were required for our chain link fence. Because there are many, many components involved in building a chain link fence. So, not the least of which being tension bars and tension wire. So I'm off to the Home Depot, which is several miles away, to try to buy tension bars and tension wire. Which just gives me an excuse to drive the little red sports car, the Crossfire, the Deliverator, off on a little exciting vroom vroom around town. So that's what I'm up to right now. So, had a great time on Hat M's show. We were talking about marriage, gay marriage, those homosexuals. They're just never happy, you know, always wanting more, 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 more. I want to marry my spouse. But, so we talked about that on Hat's show, and I don't know what we talked about on the Dragon podcast on Poke It With a Stick. So, yes, what else can I tell you? I don't know, I just seem to have nothing to talk about these days on my show other than nattery type stuff. Blabbity blabbity blah.